2010, and we can see that the increase of the carbon dioxide is not that very high increasing. And we expected that in summer of 2040, there will be no ice in the Arctic Ocean. So the climate change will impact. If climate change, we can say that for the temperature change, the precipitation and the sea level rise. So first one could be impact to the health because of low temperature change or precipitation, and that sea level will cause the later related mortality and effect of disease and quality as well. And second one should be about the agricultural impact, what the crop will be changed and impact about. And third one should be the forest, because of the food change, the forest composition, and more than that, the forest health and productivity should be changed as well. The fourth one should still be water resources impact, and water supply has demanded that about the precipitation, so water resources still the last one should be about the basic and natural area. They will have some shift in the ecological zone, and we lost of the habitat of and species of our animal. This is the most potential of the climate change. And actually, when we specify about the carbon dioxide, you can see here, for example, for the natural gas, per unit we produce electricity, they will produce carbon dioxide about 190 grams. And actually, we use, for example, the gasoline, they will produce 2.3 kilograms. This one, this figure is the equivalent carbon dioxide as mentioned earlier that we counting all of three gases. So we have to make change because of the world cannot wait, and we cannot have any one single bullet to solve those. We have to thinking about how we can conserve energy and how we can use it as higher performance in order to help our world. And for the summarize of each country, we can have here about the what conclude for the final energy consumption and demand, supply, and for the electricity that we need. My data first here is Cambria, and we have summarized that for the Cambria, we have four figures about the demand, about the supply, and then for the power generation. Right now, mostly from 1990 to 2007, we can see here for Cambodia, we have based on the oil, and we have the hydro aluminium. And for the power generation input, we also come from the oil mostly. So for the future trend of Cambodia, it means that we have to, in order to achieve the efficiency, for example, and what we have, we should do. We have to have structural reform for the good governance can try to operate what we did. It's the key that is putting in our process in order that the government have to play the role in making and implementing the policy and strategy for the setting guideline and rule of standard. All of those in order that try to help for the energy using and get higher efficiency. Next is China. China is mostly based on coal and try to increase for the renewable energy or natural energy as hydro, wind, solar, but in some of them. And for the installed capacity, mostly you can see here increasing is the most important that no carbon dioxide volume is needed for nuclear energy. They will increase a lot because of they have to plan to increase 1.7 gigawatts. This is quite high figure in order that to help the reducing the carbon dioxide. And for our now it's still based on some hydro, mostly for the hydro, and some parts that they will based on the coal for the producing electricity. So actually, in Laos right now, they have many projects of the hydro. So for the hydro, it means that they will help a lot of policy to reduce the carbon. And next for the Myanmar. Myanmar right now, for example, for the power generation, we have still based on oil and natural gas. As we know that in the south of Myanmar, they have a lot of natural gas. Even make sale to our PTT, Petroleum Authority of Thailand, but we still have a share of those Yanana and Vietnam and have a pipeline to use in Myanmar as well. As we see earlier that for the polluting carbon dioxide from natural gas is definitely 190 grams per kilogram now, so the lowest that we use from it means that we have to increase to use the natural gas in order that to meet the policy to reduce the carbon dioxide. And for Thailand, we still based on natural gas, mostly the natural gas, because of right now we have some part of natural gas from the south of Thailand, but that's only 30% for the gas consumption in Thailand. And the other 60% come from Myanmar, directly from the Yanana and Kitabun. In order that to meet the policy to reduce, Thailand also try to implement the renewable energy and project some electricity from, for example, from hydraulic from up from now. And in Vietnam, mostly they still, in 2010, you can see here, from mostly is from the hydro gas fire and coal fire, just only some part. And if you have the diesel, the oil, and renewable will be increased. And more than that, we think that the nuclear will come very soon and should be the first country that make use of nuclear energy for producing electricity in this region. with Japan and after two of one problem. So it means that we to in Vietnam, I think we're gonna have close to 4,000 megawatt generation from nuclear. So for the nuclear, as you know that the volume electricity from nuclear is generally no carbon dioxide because of they use heat from the nuclear reactor, no combustion, and the fossil fuel, so no carbon dioxide generated from nuclear energy. This is the summary of the fact figure from each country, from Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, Thailand, and Vietnam. And I think that this is the what would I would like to remind you that, for example, for the coal or for the oil, the consumption per year equivalent to the coal. And according to the depletion, will be by the energy reserve by consumption per year. Here, you can see here, this oil will be no more than 40 years, just 40 years. For natural gas, 60 years. And coal, about 200 years. And uranium, if we have no recycle, will be only 100 years. But if we use the recycle of the fuel of uranium, will be 150 years. Or the fast breeder, for the fast breeder, we can have according to our reserve right now. This is we have uranium in the form of nuclear waste. Right now we have about 5 million tons. And you can think, can not think that for 5 million tons is how much. We can estimate that 1 kilogram of uranium, you can generate electricity of 300,000 units. I think that reliability to generate electricity. This is the comparison of generation God. That's what we make this study last 3 years. You can see the comparing here. This is the figure in watt per kilowatt hour. 30 watt is $1. So from the nuclear in different technology or different manufacturer. For example, AP1000 here and AP advanced boiling water reactor here, and this is from a different manufacturer, and you can have the generation cost the lowest in the nuclear. For the biomass and coal can be here, and for solar, this as high as maybe 5 or 6 times the nuclear. This is the comparing, that's what we make study last 3 years. And this figure is using that the generation cost in 2020, in the year of 2020. So all the can we do for the impact of global warming about our GMA? As I mentioned earlier, that GMA have a world population about 4 million. And for you, less than one or 600, less than 1.5. It is in China, we count just to be some part of China. And we expected that the temperature change should be about 3 to 4. That is, should we make a physical consequence like this? Will we increase the weather event and will we rising of the sea level along the coast area affect all of the hydrological system and aqua ecological zone? And this is, as mentioned, if we have a problem as well. For the risk and the climate change and air pollution will cause a serious for the social economy and environmental challenge to future development of the GMS country. So the GMS is especially vulnerable because it's rural economy as we know that, and depend on the sensitivity natural resources. So there will affect all of six items that I mentioned earlier. So that should be every country should be rethink about global warming and self-publicity in order that to increase how to increase the carbon dioxide. So our way forward, as you can with all of this, what we should do, this is summarized from the Environment Operations Center. So thank you for your attention. Thank you.
Manage the new nuclear energy plant in your country.
Can we go there?
And because of this, the microphone is cannot work. So that's
maybe we will try to calm it down
first and after
that. But if the mic never fall to
ข้าแล้ว
หยุดแล้ว
นี่นะ
อัน
นี้นะ
ครับ
อย่าง
โ
ดน
ทำไม
ท
ั่วโคต
รอย่าง
Why? Thank you. คนติ
ดผมถอดไม่ยอมถอด
ปิดครับ
ปิดครับ
the what we call the
the good point to share the world. I mean, it is just, I believe that part of the provided report can, as I mentioned, short answer is that no need that Dr. Kamal said to come to the Malacca anymore. So in the next 10, 20, 30 years, so this region of the world will be very important for economic development. Huge investment, a lot of the human resource, a lot of the funds from foreign countries. So, let me get from Cambodia, you want to share with us? Please, thank you.
For example,
เร็วจังเอามันมีสองรูปเนี่ย